Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of The Morning Shift. The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to The Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. 18-10 the final. Of course, yesterday, Falcons getting ready to head up to Philadelphia. Take on the Eagles and that troglodyte fan base there. Let's go out to David Archer. Arch, good morning, sir.
How are you, buddy?
Man, make me feel a little bit better about yesterday. I was so disappointed. I saw some good things as well, but ease the concerns of this fan base, can you?
Wow, it's going to be a stretch. I know you guys have been working on that all morning. I would say you're better your second week than you are your first week. There's not a lot of things to hang
wow.
your hat on. I mean, really, you want me to talk, Bo, or do you want to gab some more? Go ahead, Bo. You go ahead and talk.
Hey, you know what? Don't get an attitude of me because you're upset about yesterday. That's what I got when I got home last night.
Yeah, it was a tough outing. I thought that they came out of the blocks pretty good. I thought that the big question was, and I know Mike and we talked about it in the pregame show, you don't really know what you got because they didn't play in the preseason. And I know there was a lot of emphasis put on what they did in practice. But, you know, let's face it, practice is what we call thud tempo, where you come off, you collision, and then you ease off. And so these were situations where you're going to have to block a guy for 4 seconds, or you're going to have to come off the ball and sustain something for a longer period of time. You're going to have to get yourself up off the ground and do it again over and over again. And that's the part that's different in a game that's in practice. And I thought that there were some really good things early on. I thought the opening drive Atlanta put together, there was a lot of diversity in the drive. I thought there was a lot of variation from formations and this and that. But as you moved on, there wasn't a lot of change from the opening drive to the end of the game as far as keeping Pittsburgh off balance. But I thought it was a tale of two halves. Atlanta really was solid in the first half, and in the second half, they were non-existent on offense. I think if you count the penalties, they ran 21 plays for 26 yards. And I know Mike, I heard Mike on the postgame show talking about some of the stats and statistics that came out about shotgun snaps and pistol snaps and those kind of things. Those things, you're not going to be able to get a track on those probably during a game. Now, Philly has a track on them right now, and so there's going to have to be a huge changeup for Zach to self-scout and make sure that you're not locked into with what you're going to be doing, so Philly can just lock into everything you're doing.
Well, too, and Arch, that's what I want to dive into, and I've made the kind of argument all day that there's a lot of concern about Caleb McGarry and Kirk Cousins, but there's more concern for me about Zach Robinson, and I don't know that he was protecting Kirk Cousins' Achilles or what it is, but when you look at what Kirk Cousins has been in his career, the fact that there was not one play-action pass run yesterday, to me, is the most concerning stat we have. No bootlegs, no nothing like that, just literally sitting back in the pocket and allowing T.J. Watt to kind of tee off. What did you make of that? What did you make of the game plan yesterday, and what do you think can change moving forward?
Yeah, I thought that some of it had to do with, you know, kind of based on what they thought they were going to get from an on-tape standpoint, that they kind of geared this game plan to take an advantage of what they saw from the Steelers. Now, certainly neutralizing the two edge guys were paramount. You and I talked about that in the pregame about, you know, what are you going to do with Highsmith and T.J. Watt to make sure they don't control the football game. I thought that and I commented during the game that Watt was closing off of the backside. He was completely disregarding anything coming back at him when he was coming off the backside, meaning he was just closing at a really flat angle. He made a number of plays in the run game from just closing down the line of scrimmage and really only getting upfield maybe one or two steps and then down the line. And so the only way you counteract that is to bootleg out of it or have something coming back the other direction. We didn't do any of that, and so that was a little disconcerting there. Obviously, the continuance of letting McGarry on an open end. Now, we tried to get to it late and tried to chip block a little bit late. I know you talked about that a little bit, Mike, during the week. Chip block him going releasing guys in that area. So we got to it late, but it was at that point. I think things were flustered. Kurt, for me, I thought that Kurt, the pressure, and that's where he's supposed to thrive. He's thrived for his entire career in the pressure situation. I think there was some rustiness to him. I don't think there's any question about it. I think as much as you'd like to say that you felt good about the practices and all those kind of things, I don't think there's an issue with the injury. I don't think he was protecting him on the bootleg to try to make sure he didn't tear his Achilles tendon. He was going to have to move violently in the pocket anyway to avoid people. I thought he did some of that. I thought that if you looked in the opening in the first half, and even in the drive where they threw the touchdown to Kyle, which was in the first half, his movement in the pocket was excellent. I thought he did a really good job. But that pocket began to shrink, and some of it had to do with that you weren't threatening those guys and you didn't reduce them physically like we talked about in the run game.
Former Falcons quarterback, current Falcons radio analyst Dave Archer joining the show. Look, Arch, we can talk about all the what wasn't on offense, but let's talk about what was with the defense. What stood out to you yesterday for the Falcons' defensive effort against the Steelers?
Well, I was a little – I thought that the rotations were pretty good. I thought that they tried to keep fresh bodies on the field. That was something they did. You know, they kept all those guys on the defensive line for a reason. They wanted to rotate guys. We knew that in the first game of the year, especially with them not playing in games and how the game shape scenario, if you will, I'm using the air quotes on game shape. And I talked about the physicality of the game and how much you got to keep picking yourself up off the ground and get lined up and you got to play for 4 or 5 seconds of a play. That's not what you're doing in practice. So that was going to take its toll. Plus the adrenaline flowing, that was going to be an energy sapper. And so I thought they did a really good job of rotating guys and keeping guys fresh on the field. I was a little disappointed that in the second half, Pittsburgh was able to get some foothold in the run game. They were able to kind of run in the interior a little bit. Some of that, most of that was, I think a lot of it was against the second unit. But as far as the organization of the defense, I thought that they kept Philly or kept Pittsburgh at bay for the most part. They didn't let I know that the quarterback run game was a big concern. I thought that Fields did a few things, maybe extended a couple of drives with a couple of scraps, but he didn't break you down in the run game. He made two plays in the pass game. Both of them were to George Pickens. So I thought that the defense, you know, held the rope. I kept talking about it. They're holding on the rope. There were a number of times where you've talked about it, where they forced long field goals, or where 5 of the 6 were long field goals. So as far as defense goes, they did about as much as they could, especially being on the field for 35 minutes. And I thought it began to take its toll. I don't know how you felt about it, Mike, but I felt like they got fatigued late in the game in the fourth quarter. I thought they were having a tough time. They were trying to rotate people a lot more. It was almost like hockey line shifts. All of a sudden the line shifts for 30 seconds instead of a minute. You were trying to keep fresh bodies on the field. But you allowed them to stay in manageable third down situations. I think that's probably the most disturbing thing for me on them, is they didn't give up a lot of big plays. It was just that they allowed them to kind of possess the football and stay on the field. And that's probably the biggest thing Jimmy Lake will probably make adjustments to.
Yeah, they had some of those week one lungs, we used to call them, Arch. You know what I mean? Those lungs haven't quite filled up the way they will down the stretch run when you get there. So, I guess my question, Arch, now is, and we can talk about the game plan and the play actions and the bootlegs and keeping them off balance. What do you do heading towards Monday night against a Philly defense that's pretty good in their own right in the front seven?
Yeah, I think that the thing that you get concerned about a little bit, and I heard you talk a little bit about McGarry. I was a little concerned about some interior pressure, Mike, in the game. We had talked about this in the offseason, you know, with how Drew was going to be able to stand up in there. Was that going to be an area they might address in the draft? Is that an area they might address in free agency? I thought he had some problems with some of those guys in the interior. Well, that doesn't get any easier. You know, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter are going to be problems on the interior. And if you've got a guy that doesn't move around very much like Kirk doesn't, or certainly didn't in this game, interior pressure is going to be a nightmare. I think Kirk will be better. I think that the offensive line, I mean, you get a game under your belt having not played in the preseason. I think they'll be better as a group. I think they have a little bit more of an idea of what they have, as much as you'd like to have known that prior to going into the game. But you're right. Philly's not going to be any easy task. And you could argue that Philly is as good, if not better, than Pittsburgh is on defense. I think that probably Philly's strength is in the interior and in their secondary, and Pittsburgh was maybe on the edge and in their secondary. So there's not a lot of difference here. The problem is you might get stressed more by Philly's offense. Philly has a lot more weapons on offense with Saquon Barkley, the way he played the first week, and then a core of receivers. This was a nondescript core of receivers you played this weekend. You know, George Pickens was really the only guy. Friermuth, the tight end, a solid player. But now you're going to get three legitimate big-time receivers with Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, and Jahan Dotson. And then you throw in the tight end with Barkley catching the ball in the backfield. This is going to be a real task, and this will be a real test for the defense for Atlanta. So Atlanta's offense is going to have to pick it up a great deal to take some of that pressure off. They're not going to be able to play 35 minutes in this game. This game will get out of hand.
Well, thanks for making me feel worse, Arch, but at least your Cyclones got a win this weekend. And a good buddy of mine actually went to Iowa State, so, yep.
Well, they did some punching this weekend, and there was some punching there late. How about that?
Yes, sir. All right, Arch. Let's hope for a corrective emotional experience in Philadelphia next Monday night. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, sorry I didn't take you off the ledge there, but, hey, we got to take this seriously and get after it. I think they'll be better this week, but it's going to be a tall task.
I have pills on the ledge with me, so it's gotten even worse, but thank you. All right. What's coming up next in the life of Squid?
Well, I think Jason Garrett proved he's in Squid Nation, and we will get a little recap of what happened in the first week of the playoffs in NASCAR at Atlanta Motor Speedway. All next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
Ah.